Perek Shneimasar, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Aleph. Echad HaMegaleach, HaPeyos Bilvad. Whether one shaves the peyos alone, Umaniach Sar Kolarosh, and leaves the hair of all the rest of the hair of the head. Ve'echad hamgaleach kol harosh ke'echad, or whether one has shaved the entire head. Ha'il v'gileach ha'peyot, since he has shaved the peyot, look at, he's whipped. What are we learning from this? That the barbering activity is aser as an activity. It's not aser as an activity productive of a look. It's aser as a barbering activity. It's the giluach. It's formed in giluach terms. The barbering of the payas named Adidah. Now this barbering is a barbering which whose intrinsic nature is productive of such looks, but it's not usher insofar as it produces the look. It's usher insofar as it's the barbering activity used in producing such looks. And therefore, if one does it as a constituent part, one does this act of giluach as a constituent part of a larger haircut, which removes the entire hair, it's still usher. Because one did it as a component part of a larger framework. One cannot do it in any way, not as a activity, a purposeful activity, productive of the end product, or as a component part of a larger haircut framework. This activity of giluach cannot be done. Ha'il v'gileach ha'peyos lokes v'med varim omir omirin v'ish ha'megaleach. What are we talking about? The person who does the giluach of a ish amitgaleach, the person who is being shorn, eino loke elim kain siye elam galeach. He is not misgaleach unless he in some sort of way helps. So because it's not a maisa, the lab shembo maisa. So, but if he does an activity by which he in some way aided in the barbering act, that would be aser. So what that would be? I mean, he turns his head, you know, whatever he does. Vam galech is a katan, one who does the giluach to a katan. Loka gets the malchus. Why? Because he did an act of barbering. He did an act of barbering. Now, how about if he does it to a non-Jew? Does it have to be a Jew? How about if he does it to a Jew, to a non-Jew? So he did the barbering.
I'd say Potter.
Okay, it's going to go into that into the next. Okay, so here, now we're going into the next level of clarity here. Ha'isha shegilcha pas rosh. So a woman who does the gilach of pas rosh. Ha'ish osha nisgalcha. She was megaleach the man or shenisgalcha, or she herself was underwent gilach. She's Pater. Shneamar. And they say on the side that this Patura is not like a Jada's or Pater of Alasar, but Mutter Leisha, like a Lechazar Rosha. It's Mutter for her. It's Pater and it's Mutter. Shneamar. Losa Kifu Pas Roshachan. Losa Shchis Eis Pasikanach. So, Only one who is involved in Baal, who is obligated in Baal Tashchit. Yeshno Baal Tagif is, I see, only one who is involved in Baal Tashchit Pas Kanecha is involved, is obligated in Baal Tagif Pas Roshachem. So the two are linked. Vishayna Baal Tashchit. She's not a bearded person, and therefore cannot be involved in Baal Tashchit Pas Zekanecha. She's not bearded. Therefore, avadim, since they have a zakan, asrim ba kafa, or asr ba kafa. But this would imply that a person who's not involved in mitzvahs altogether you're allowed to do it. So if a non-Jew altogether, not one who's chayav and mitzvahs like a eved, but rather a person who's not a Jew at all, it seems like if he comes to the Jewish barber and says that to do could be Megaleach Hespeyas, he's a Marine or whatever he is, so you'd be allowed to do it. What exactly is that? And how do you differentiate between the barbering? What exactly are we saying? Well, it's not allowed to do this giluach as an activity. So in what sense is the activity done to a chayv mitzvah? It's a different activity than the giluach is done to anybody else. To a person is not part of the it's not a bar mitzvah, not chayav mitzvah. Still, if in barbering in giluach terms, what's the difference?
Yoni?
Yes.
What's your question now?
If you're saying that the giluach of a certain kind is asr, right?
Right.
So, as a barber, how do you differentiate between a Jewish barber who's barbering a fellow Jew? As a barbering, he's doing the same activity of barbering, whether he's barbering a Jew, whether he's barbering a Eved, whether he's barbering a non-Jew. The act of giluach, such a giluach, cannot be done. So what difference does it make who he's doing it to? How do you differentiate?
No, so you see already. The fact that's the chiddush by the isha. There's a whole misgaret. There's a whole category.
I understand that because it's not a barbering. It's not a barbering. It's not a discreet barbering of beos, but in some sense, it's a hair culture. It's a giluach culture, right? Is that what right?
There's a
hairstyle.
I'm not going that far. I'm going to say simple,
okay,
or just go one, say a little slightly more moderately.
Some class which includes the two of them together.
That,
what would you?
That's, in other words,
what,
the class.
What would you call that class?
The person who's part of this isser, which of course is ultimately because of the Komar Yaakum. But it's only the men of Anashim who are subject to the Yisr, who are part of the, who have that, who this whole thing
it's,
relates to.
But it's not Anashim qua Anashim. It's Anashim qua Baalei Zakan.
Well, Anashim that can have the Torah of being Komar.
I don't think it's being of Torah being Komar. I think it's those who have the capacity of having a hair grooming, which includes beard. Whose hair grooming includes beard.
But one second. But in other words, it's not. You can't say it's like only people who have. In other words, because if I don't shave my beard improperly, in other words, the Yisur marks separate. So, but it's a class of people who are part of this.
The activity is separate, but they share a domain, namely forbidden groomings.
Forbidden male groomings.
It's not male groomings. It's forbidden groomings, which only males have the category of grooming that this involves. It's not qua male. It's qua baal zakah. It was not male as a mechuyev b'mitzvah, because that's what the case of the Eved brings.
But then your kash is in your corn to you. The kash about, well, what about the Jew, or the non-Jew?
The non-Jew.
So let's say I'm a barber, and the non-Jew says, "Give me a."
He's a
bal
zakan.
Right. So that's why it's not.
Why am I allowed to do such a grooming? Do such a grooming act, an act of grooming. He's fully barhachi. It's his grooming, so I'm rendering a groomering of a certain. You know, yeah, I could say if I shave off one hair from a woman's chin, I that's not the same thing as giving a man a beard to trim, because it's not in grooming terms, in giluach terms. That's not creating of a look in his beard or in her beard. That's removing a, you know, it's a waxing, whatever you want to call it. You know. Something completely different what's the genus of grooming here? As a creation of look, right? As a grooming is part of creating a look. So
maintaining a fashion image.
Maintaining facial appearance, right? Maintaining facial appearance. So her appearance is not a part of her ongoing grooming necessary for appearance. Do shaving. Shaving is alien to her. She's not a balas giluach.
Then your kosh about the goy comes
about. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly where my kosh is coming from. Right. So I understand the woman.
So then make it one level more proximate. In other words,
more proximate
to the kiyam, really the tam ultimately is the hanhaga of the Komar Yaakum. So
right.
How was the Torah formulated? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, is that those people who can conceivably be who are usher to be Komar Yaakum. I mean, a goy, obviously, yeah, he has the Yisra.
I don't think you need to go to the...
But then I'm going to back it down.
Go ahead. How would you back it down?
Because the problem is, you can facilitate a goy to be a comer. I mean, obviously, that's not. I mean, he's also in the Yisr. He's also in the Yisr of Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't have these secondary and tertiary extensions. He has none of the extensions.
Right. So, but I think we should materialize it one more stage. So, namely, lo sakifu pash roshchem. Lo tashchitas peyasekanecha. So the Lo Takifu past Rosh Hashanah is a hair culture of the group. It's not a individual act of giluach. Fashion. In other words, one may not make giluach payas. One cannot do giluach payas as a component barbering act within the hair culture of Israel. One may not do an act. One may not promote the haircutting of giluach payas as a style, as a hairstyle within the culture of Israel. L'sakifu pas Rosh Chodesh. So the barber who does so is similar to all the others. There shouldn't be a machashefa. There shouldn't be all these things are institutions. Are institutionally hukim of the society. So one isn't allowed to engage in promoting the giluach peyos chuk in society. But that only relates to the Jewish society. It's not halacha and the activity per se. It's the promotion of the chuk giluach peyos in the society. But the chuk giluach peyos is materially proximate to promoting a Comer culture. And if it weren't for the fact that it was done by a Comer, one would never there would never have been such a lav. But the lav exists materially in its own right. It's the engaging in the act of payas cutting culture. One cannot do the act of payas cutting in Israel. But the fact that one does it to a non-Jew is irrelevant to promoting a payas cutting culture, culture is a little bit too broad, a payas cutting hairstyle in Israel. He's not open Israel. One is in no way done a haircutting, a Jewish haircutting of payas, promoted haircutting of payas in the Jewish culture. It's a different activity to a non-Jew, and when it's not mechuyev to prevent non-Jews and not citizens of the non-Jewish cultures from having the kirva lakum of payas haircut style. So it's not the activity of haircutting giluach per se; it's the style. One may not have such stylings, do the activity of the style in Israel. The style, by its very nature, is a cultural phenomenon. When there's the barbers of the community, there's the nagachim of the community, who have as part of the repertoire various stylings. This may not be a styling done in Israel, but a styling done in Israel, lo sakifu pas Rosh Chodesh, is limited to the Jewish customers, the Jewish members of the society. One is thereby promoted a chok giluach peyos in Jewish society. By doing it to a non-Jew as a behavior, one has not done so in any way.
Why are the women not usher?
Because that fits in beautifully. Because chok giluach peyos is a feature of male grooming. It's not relevant to female grooming. Insofar as there are two component elements to male grooming. One is the male, which are both called giluach. There's giluach harosh and giluach hazaka. It's only in the world of male hair grooming that the hairstyle of cutting payas has any meaning. And now we're starting to get a sense of the relevance of comer looks to the activity. It's an instrumental activity. It's an instrumental activity which can only have meaning in the male part of society in which such looks are of zakan and payas are. It's a domain of malbush and of mal of what does it say? Mal sayar. It's a domain of sayar in which the male of Avodah Zarah embodiment. Which the male of Avodah Zarah embodiment characterizes. So since there's such a thing as a Kohen Akum, and the Kohen Akum has certain sorts of looks, that characterizes the male domain of grooming as a domain of grooming which is going to be delimited in which sorts of styles may exist in it because they're proximate. They're proximate to producing the Kohmer looks. But they're not usher qua Kohmer looks. They're usher qua material preconditions which promote Kohmer looks. But Kohmer look is limited to the hairstyling of Balei Zakan. And the woman is outside of that entire domain of category.
Then it becomes weird. Then, so once you put into that framework, then it becomes weird. Why is it one isser to shave off the right payas and one another lot to do the left payas? You know, each one. I mean, that seems to be
because it
be one. According to you, it should be one moth.
Why?
And also, why I'm making the beard a separate one? Because really, it's one thing, having the hair look of the Yakum, which has two components.
Two totally different things.
Yeah, but it's two alakas. Well, first of all,
very different.
If you want to say the beard thing is separate, I'll throw you the beard thing. Fine, but one law for each payas. Once you remove it from the framework of the Maisa, then the formulation of each side being a lav becomes difficult.
Why?
I'm just confused. What are we assuming the facts, huh?
What?
What are we assuming the facts, huh? Meaning for an ish, he's asay both the mikaleach or the mitkaleach, right?
Right.
Well, that would actually that's a riot to Yoni's position because according to that,
exactly.
So, in other words, because if you're talking about a supporting a look, it's both. There's two participants. One is the guy who has a look, and one who facilitates a look.
And similarly, the katan, right? The katan himself isn't also in anything, but a man who shaves the katan's head, right, is also.
That's right.
Right. That's right. That works nicely for his pshat.
But an Isha, since she doesn't have the Issu as a recipient, she's Pato even if she does the act. But it doesn't
correct.
Mean she's allowed to shave a man's hair. Of the Asa.
No, she's allowed to shave her own hair.
Her own, but that's because her hair doesn't exist within the framework of a hair which is tied to a Daka.
Right, right. It's a totally different domain of hair styling.
Right, and therefore she's Ptura if she would shave a man, but it doesn't mean she's nothing. She would be also to do a Gibor Achto
on that. That's right. That's right.
Well, she'd be a Messiah as far as there, because he still can't have the, he was still over the Iver being a Miskaleach.
Well, it seems more than that. It seems, it's right, I wasn't reading that carefully enough. It seems that the putter is more similar to she putter from Onish, but she had. But it seems like there is some problem there. There is some problem there. But actually, he connects the two together. If she was Gilcha Pas Rosha Ish Oshin is Galcha.
Then she's
Ptura. So, but it seems, but those things seem very different. Nizgalcha seems to be mutter altogether. Halan hay. Let's take a look at hay for a second. Hey, afal, just jumping ahead for a second. Afal pisha isha mutter is the galeach pas rosha, even though a woman is allowed to migaleach the payas of her head. Harehi asur le galeach pas rosha zachar. She's not allowed to do it. It's a male. Tafilu katan asr lach legalechlo, right? Ufeya zo shemini minisim betseda lo not nu ba chacham shiur shemani mezkenish in nech pachim zareim zaros. Which I look, all right, that's all. Okay, fine. That's enough. So she's mutter. So is a man allowed to make a laugh with a woman? Mistama, yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Mistama, yeah.
That would be completely mutter.
Right.
That would be completely mutter. I mean, you know, yes, restrictions.
However, one would take care of the restrictions.
Right.
Via robot.
But intrinsically,
via robot. However,
whatever,
right?
Whatever.
However, it's done, right?
Right, exactly.
But it's mutter midin payas. Might be a certain other categories, but
correct.
It would not, whatever it might be, but it would not be. It would be mutter midin payas, and Louis III created a situation that would avoid the other problems by a robot, whatever it might be. So that's fine. That's fine. Or it's necessary for her health, you know. But whatever it might be.
Correct.
What's the issue? In the absence of a
no, I'm saying there is no. I'm saying it. You might think if it might necessarily involve a negia, whatever it might be, if you under certain definitions of negia, whatever it is. But certainly it's not an issue of gilachtayas. That's for sure.
Right.
It's questionable if it would be negia according to many shitas. I'm not even going into that. I'm just saying it certainly would not be an issur of gilua. That's for sure not. Okay. So so good. So are we left with the problem or are we not left with the problem?
Yeah, I don't understand why there's two separate lavim for each side of the head.
So if it's us,
only two separate lavim. There's one lav.
It's two different. It's two different malchus. Two different malchus, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It has some plurality. I mean, I haven't what that is.
So the simplest approach would be Yaakov's approach from yesterday, namely the Isser is to be Migaleach Apeya, the barbering of Apeya, because in barbering terms, in terms of hair cuttings, in terms of Giluchim, a Giluach doesn't relate to the end product. The Giluach relates to the hair, so the activity, the styling act. In other words, it's usher as a styling act. It's not usher as a creation of a look. It's as a giluach act, not as a styling act. So as a giluach act, the giluach is that which removes hair. So the formulation of the act is, which hair are you talking? So the hair of the peah. So any act of removing hair from the peah is an act of giluach peah. So since there's a measure of two peahs, there are two activities of giluach peah that are possible in any rosh, because the itzer is not to produce a mukaf rosh, it's to the technical hairstyling act of a giluach peah, and you did it twice. You did a giluach peah, and you did it again. So each act of giluach peah is a maisa giluach, a hairstyling act. Which may not be done is an institution of Giluach B'Yisrael that may not be done. It's a kifu. One cannot promote such a Giluach institution of a Giluach Bayas. Now we're starting. Now I'm going to stop at this point. But it seems this link, this drasha, really of the zakan to the payas and the halacha of the woman being mutter because of that drasha, I think really points to what we were looking to from the very beginning, and that is the missing link of what it was in halachic sequence that demanded from the Rambam that he formulate the mitzvah as being the act of the comer. Why? And I'm not saying I can complete it, but I'm beginning to see the directionality. The Rambam seems to be pointing out that unless there was a generic category of comer look in the very formulation of the mitzvah, the drasha uniting the zakan to the payas would not make any sense, because what sense are they the same, what's the underlying framework in which makes them comparable. So it's a hairstyle institution, a chok of hairstyle, but a chok of hairstyle insofar as what? A chok of hairstyle of Yisraelim insofar as Israeli chok Yisrael is antithetical to chok Akum. It seems to be in that domain of what it is that makes the which makes a joint category in which the drasha uniting the zakan to the baal zakan of Yisrael, the hair culture of Yisrael. I'm wondering if that may not point the direction to where, when it's all said and done, at the yesod of it, the yesod of this institution demands the concept of the Dmus HaKomer. But weren't for the Dmus HaKomer, I'm wondering, the whole framework in which this drasha exists, which allows the halachos to proceed in order, might fall apart. That's what I'm wondering. So we'll stop at this point and pick up tomorrow.
Bye.